This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
KC's the life of the party, boy, when we go out.
What?
Ain't nobody paying attention to, you know, we out here, you got D-Lo, I got Complex. Got Katie from the Wake Up
Call.
You got the biggest stars in the market. KC comes along and boy, man, it was like two parties merged together. Everyone
what
was
you, I couldn't even sit at the table. What are you talking about?
Well, you sure look pretty comfortable. I'm gonna say that.
Where'd they have KC at?
Hey, well
at the
you
kids
know,
table.
I'm not gonna tell you kids table, Mike. You know who would have been real happy? Stephen Brown. Stephen Brown would have been the happiest person in Roseville on Friday night if he was hanging out with Kenny Caraway.
What did Isaiah Thomas say after they won the championship? You know, the NBA entertainment. Heaven must be like this. That's what Stephen Brown would have said. What the Ohio players say, heaven must be like this. That's how
they both said it. Must have been snowing. Boy, it was like the Bravo channel over there. Man.
Speaking of the Bravo channel, I saw like one of those real estate shows on Bravo, like, you know, $1 million listings. I need to get my life together. So
you know,
this one house in Palos Verdes, I got to get my life together. This is not okay.
You know, they have a Bravo con.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in Vegas. Kyle and Katie are trying to go. It's a real thing.
That's where Simone, I think, now that you mean it, didn't Simone go or something like that?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because she's big on the Bravo stuff.
Oh,
so I
okay.
I think I remember seeing that on her socials.
Okay.
She was there. That yeah. Hey, come on, man.
D-Lo and KC from Bravo.
I don't know
if
D-Lo and KC. D-Lo can go, though. D-Lo, Kyle,
yeah.
Katie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why can't you go?
I don't need to go to Vegas for now.
After the Friday you had, you better go.
Stephen Brown. Heaven
Brown.
Must be like this.
Man. What was that place we were at? Popular?
Is
that
Popular. What
it's La Popular.
Yeah. That was good. Food was good.
That was a great little
drinks
spot.
Were good, yeah.
They fire pits keep that patio warm as hell.
For real.
Yeah, it was toasty out there. But yeah, man, that was we hung out with Kimberly on Friday night.
Shout out Kim.
Yeah, we had some.
Who says she watches the show from time? It's like background noise for her from time to time.
That's what she said.
She's still throwing steaks in the air fryer.
Well, now that got some heat. Like we got in trouble for that. She was like, I was minding my business, and all of a sudden. Y'all are talking about me air frying steaks. Like, there's no way that's good.
To your point, though, she, like, tripled down on it.
She did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and you're mad because we brought it up. Like, this is your thing.
No, she's very much talking about, like, I just can't imagine, like, buying a, like, unless you're buying, like, even a New York strip isn't inexpensive. Like, if you're buying a good piece of steak, You just going to throw $25 into the air fryer?
Well, the air fryer is like to reheat your pizza. is for corn dogs, like stuff like that. Yeah. It's not for steak.
I threw some salmon cakes in the air fryer that Jazz had made a couple days ago, and it did a great job. That's where it should end.
Yes.
That's where it should end. Salmon cakes were bomb, too.
So she made them, like she took the salmon, like cut it. Oh,
she killed that. That is definitely on the list of things I will be. I had never had it before from her.
We've got
last time I had it when I was in Baltimore, and
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's on the list.
We got Norm in the chat. Cosigns, actually. I've cooked steaks in the air fryer, and every time I've done it, I've got the temperature perfect.
I think Norm's lying. I need someone explain the philosophy. Like what? All right.
Yeah, I
can't do it.
It's not, I
can't do it.
If I have an option, I'm not going to the air. That's all I'll say. Maybe you guys do a great job with it. Norm, Kim, maybe you guys do an excellent job. But me personally, who doesn't even really cook, if I have an opportunity to cook it or somebody asking me, I'm not going to say the air fryer. I'm going to say either the grill or even the skillet.
The skillet. Skillet's a good. The grill with fillets are tough. For me, using the Traeger for like steaks that you cook at a high temperature, it never works. The Traeger becomes problematic for me. I'd rather just you take the fillet, you sear four, flip, sear four, throw the butter and the seasoning on top, and then you throw it in the oven for five and you're good.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. You don't put it in the air fryer.
That's not my bag, man. It's not my bag. He's even got the time down, 8 minutes for 390 on each side.
All right, well, that's committed. Salute.
Air fryer was clearly too much power for some people.
Well, isn't the case, though, I don't want to say that I would attempt this, but there are different air fryers. Like, there's some big-time air fryers that probably can do that.
Yeah, if you got the air fryer where you turn a knob on the time and, like, kind of, like, turn the temperature, like, it's got five different options, and that's all you do, like, don't throw your steak in there, pal. Like, you got the frozen food air fryer.
Because we got a new air fryer that's, like I said, I wouldn't put a steak in there. I don't think the wife would either, but it's nice. Like it's a nice little air fryer. Yeah, you could do a lot with that air fryer. But I just wouldn't do that.
Rice cooker's an overrated invention.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Mine broke. And I was like, oh, let me cook rice the other way. Yeah, it's just as easy.
No, it is. Right, like in a pot? With the water in the lid?
Yeah. What's wrong with this
no,
guy?
Bro, absolutely not.
Oh, sorry, rice is tough for you guys.
No. All right. Man, that's crazy talk.
That is crazy.
Rice cooker is fire.
I got
it. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right, pal. That's funny. Like I went to Amazon. I was like, what is a nice air fryer like cost? What does it look like? Mm. And I'm looking at it, and their promo picture, there's a goddamn steak.
Oh, snap.
There's a steak, some asparagus, and some broccoli in the air fryer. Now I've got questions.
Now, like I said, I'd rather have the steak cooked a different way. But I can say those big-time air fryers, they do some work. I don't ever want to try it with the steak, but they do some work on the big-time air fryers.
I might have to do some research. It says 450. So like they got steak like right there on the picture. 450 for 6 minutes. Okay. I'm not gonna buy like a really nice piece, but I'm gonna try this.
You see that?
I don't think my Emeril Lagasse joint. I don't know that my air fryer is good enough for that.
You see that Emeril Lagasse joint? With the window, like they got the two doors for the air fryer.
Where is this on Amazon?
Yeah, it's only $200 too.
Only $200. It looks nice. It's only $200.
Well, it's a nice looking air fryer.
Well, it's only $200.
They've got
like those stick of gum TVs.
They got the one that's even nicer for $300.
You must have like rich person Amazon because I don't have that on mine.
Look, well, you don't look. I'll pull it.
My feed does. Okay, I got it. I found this
one right here.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
That looked like an oven. That's an air fryer.
Yeah, that looked pretty nice.
Extra large French door. Is this what you have? Don't lie. Don't lie to us.
No, I don't have this one. I got a nice one, but I don't have the French doors. It still pulls down. I think mine is closer to the one that's like 180.
This is 199. My air fryer was like $40.
The one I'm looking at is $299. That's $300.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the $40.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
I'm looking at one that's one. You really do have a rich person Amazon. I don't have no $200 air fryer on here, $300 air fryer.
Yeah, them Emerald Lagasse. That's they do. I think this is the one I have right here. No, because this is digital. I don't have nothing digital. But it's closer to this one right here. That's $140. This one right here.
Kenny is super rich.
Like that one right there. It's closer to that. They do some good stuff in that air fryer. I don't want to put my steak in there, but do some good stuff.
I'm really bugged out that the promo pick was the steak. I'm just so thrown by that.
That is hilarious.
What if Kimberly was right? Kimberly and Will or Norm right all along just
That's
See,
fine.
Look, I guess I just got the wrong air fryer because Norm talking about his was $200, $250. I thought air fryers were $40.
They are. Those are the ones you definitely don't. You barely want to put fish sticks in there like a little steak.
Well, I'm not putting a fish stick in
there.
When's
the last time anyone? Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
When's the last time you bought that from the store? When's the last time anyone bought that from the store?
This is a good question. When was the last time you got that from the store?
I hadn't got it for a while, but maybe. I got a 2-year-old. Maybe the 2-year-old will have fish sticks sometime soon.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, you don't want to put nothing in there. But these, like I said, you pay $150. You could do a lot. You could do a lot with the air fryers nowadays.
Well, clearly you got to invest in one. Don't be a cheap ass like I guess I was. Some little bitch ass $40 air fryer
with the Big Lots air fryer.
How many air fryers?
No wonder my fries kept coming out too crispy.
How many air fryers you got in the home?
Just the one.
Who, me?
The air fryer?
Yeah, how many air fryers you got?
We got one.
All right, we got two.
I had two, but
how many air fryers is too many?
Two.
Why are you going to put a third one
on?
Well,
I'm just saying, I was wondering if me having two air fryers was extra. One was a gift. We had one, the other one was a gift.
Do you want a $300 air fryer for your wedding?
Can't say I do. I'll just cook it at that point.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, that $300 air fryer, it'll do some work. I'm telling you, that's a good gift. Somebody going to get you that, and you're going to be happy.
Do not give. Well, no. I have two of them. Do not give me an air fryer.
No, you got to get something on the registry.
Get rid of the little one. Yeah.
Do you have two of the same air fryer?
We got a fancy one in like one of those. Like I said,
$300 one. Yeah, come on.
Like I said, I don't know how much the other one costs. It was a gift.
This is a dual zone air fryer.
Oh, you see that one where you could have onion rings and fries, and they're cooking at different temperatures.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Add to cart. A $300 air fryer. I did not know they made air fryers like this.
Yeah, they get fancy with it nowadays.
This is fire.
I still can't wrap my head around putting a steak in there, but they get fancy with it.
Well, at $300, it better cook the steak right.
Norm said he got it down to science.
You can air fry on one side and roast on the other.
Wow.
Bring your new air fryer to the studio on whatever day it comes in. We'll cook a steak and we'll see.
Okay.
This one right here is $400.
Okay, wait a second. What are we doing?
The Dome 2 air fryer.
I'm sorry, the what?
It's called the Dome 2.
You sure there's an air fryer?
I'm just saying that's what it's called. I'm just reading what it's called.
Again.
The Dome 2.
Nah, you keep saying that. It's a flag.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's a flag.
Man. I'm reading it. It's $400.
Do you really need an air fryer that does two different things, though?
Yeah.
That's what I get. Dude,
that's for rich people who don't cook.
Or once again, I'll tell you guys, or if you got kids. Sometimes, man, hey, you need the fries and the nuggets to just get done in about 15 minutes.
You know, hey, that's where the double air fryers come in.
This little girl will not stop screaming.
Mm. Mm. How old is Ryan again?
Two.
Boy. They tell me three is when they're the baddest.
I thought that was terrible too.
What do they call them? Three-nagers?
Three-nagers.
Never heard that. Is that
oh no, did I make that up? No, I think that's. I think there's no way I made that up.
Yeah, three-nagers is hilarious, but at least three, I think, and sometimes at two they can communicate a little better. Two, she just like she just yells.
Hey, time really moves by fast, too, because, like, I remember when Casey was like, oh, yeah, I got to miss this week, going to have a baby. And it's just like, now it's, yeah, the child is 2 years old now, almost three.
Two years old.
Yeah.
You guys were there before she was out the oven.
I remember we were still at home when you came back from the doctor, and it was like, you know, that we get through the show, and then a couple of days go by, I was like, so are we not saying anything? And they're like, yeah, not till Jazz. Like, Jazz is about to give birth. And we're like, are we going to acknowledge you're having another baby?
Jazz on her social media was like, at her, like, if you go to her social media and look at the pictures, she's like at a Chris Brown concert, just great, living it up.
Yep.
And next picture is like her 33 weeks pregnant. Mm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This was the very next post. So nobody saw it for the whole time.
Did she have a? Did you have a baby shower for Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one at the lake.
Oh, that was at the lake?
Yes. That was.
I couldn't remember if that was a baby shower or like a wedding shower.
Like, like I said, that was the fanciest baby shower I've ever been to in my life.
He's at a clubhouse. We talked.
He's got a clubhouse.
I don't have a clubhouse. I have access to a clubhouse.
We were at a baby shower and people were taking laps, like taking pictures around the water and all
well,
that.
Yeah, well, and unless you got too close, then you're told, hey, turn around, pal. Turn
I showed around. Up, saw what Kenny was wearing. I'm clearly underdressed to this baby shower.
Achilles was out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wasn't
showing Achilles.
LV everywhere.
That was a different kind of fabric, too, with that suit.
Oh,
you can't buy that at Marshall's, people. I'll tell you that much. You can't dress for less with what Kenny was wearing.
No, you shout absolutely out Ross. Cannot. But can the Sacramento Kings play with less? DeMontis Sabonis is going to be out. Valanciunas is in. What does that mean for the Sacramento Kings? We'll talk about that and more home appliance needs here when Dito and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, the research on the air fryers continues.
I feel like you really might buy one today.
I don't know. I very well might, but
look at Miss Mac 10 too. Like, can we get the link for the good one? Like, it's just we're all buying air fryers today.
All right, I'll put the link on Twitter for the one that Casey and I were just looking at. I'll put it on Twitter right now.
While we're talking food and all that too, I forgot to bring it up last week. We brought it up. Poor went out. Hooters going out. I'm going in bankruptcy, I believe.
All right, air fryer link is on Twitter. Tasha, put the one that you like too.
We need an air fryer company to sponsor the show.
Well, apparently we need Emeril
Lagasse.
That's is he like a reality show chef?
I think he did have a show at some point. It's not like Hell's Kitchen, but I think he would just like cook stuff up. Like it wasn't competition.
Steven Castaneda in the chat says he barely got one this week. Finally, you tell me he needs to upgrade already. You think everyone just has an air fryer now at this point?
I think a lot of people do, yeah.
Like, it's just one of those things, like...
It's like a toaster.
Yeah, like, everyone's got it at this point now.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of good things. I don't want to...
No, like I'm not diminishing an air fryer. I just
wouldn't put my steak
in. Just wasn't going to put a filet in it.
No, I'm not doing that, but they do a lot of good things, man.
Is Jonas Valanciunas an air fryer? We shall find out beginning tonight. Of course, the story, I'm sure everyone is very well aware of this. Domantas Sabonis, grade one hamstring strain, out for the next week. At minimum, he'll be reevaluated next week, which means he will miss Dallas tonight, Denver on Wednesday, San Antonio on Friday. The next Sacramento Kings game after the Spurs, is Sunday. Oh, man. Sunday against the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then it's Monday against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. So I think we could safely rule out Domantas Sabonis for the Clippers game. Because they'll play the Knicks on Monday. Looks like they're off Tuesday, off Wednesday. They're on the road. And then they have another back-to-back that starts with the Golden State Warriors. And then heads to Phoenix on that Friday. So, just a guess. Again, they said yesterday he'd be reevaluated in a week. That would be March 9th. That's when the Sacramento Kings play the Los Angeles Clippers in L.A. So, my guess is Domas is missing at minimum 4 games, not counting yesterday's, mm-hmm. or not counting Saturday's where he got hurt and basically missed the entire game. But more than likely 5. Because you have that back-to-back right there, but then you have 2 days off before going to Golden State.
Right.
So, you know, if he's close, maybe you steal a couple of extra days rest, and he's back on the 13th against the Warriors, which I think is on national television.
It is. It is Thursday TNT. The interesting thing about this stretch of games is you don't ever want to lose a player like Domantas Sabonis, but... You know, it feels like it might be, how do I put this? You're going up against some teams that may not be able to beat you up from that center position the way, you know, you would be worried about if Sabonis was out at a different time or against a different group of guys. You look at the Dallas game. They don't really have any inside presence. So, JV, Trey Lyles, mm-hmm. seem to be able to get away with it there. Denver obviously is Jokic, who people keep saying he might be injured. I don't know. I didn't see anything about that.
He was moving kind of weird in that Celtics game, but that was the basis of it.
Got you.
I feel like Jokic moves weird all the time.
Yeah, like Dorsberg and them kept trying to like make that something in the game, but he still played. So,
But you know, if he plays, that's not anything that is a great thing. Like, of course, but. That would have been an issue regardless if Sabonis was there or not.
Senate. So he did mention, so Jokic was asked about, like, I guess, limping or something. He said, I've been limping for 14 years, but I do have a little injury, and that's all he said.
I expect him to play on Wednesday. San Antonio.
And it happened on the opening tip.
Yikes.
It happened on the happened on the opening tip of the Celtics game.
Yikes.
Sorry, I don't mean to harp on that. I missed it too, but yeah. Go ahead.
San Antonio, obviously, we know their center situation. The Clippers, Zubac, he's a problem. But, you know, you got JV down there to battle with him. And that's more of a traditional battle for a guy like Valanciunas going up against Zubac. The Knicks don't really have a guy that's going to punish you in the paint. The Warriors don't. The Suns don't. We're at 2 weeks at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hoping maybe by that Suns game, you know, going into the area where you do have to play some big-time centers, Memphis, Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee, Boston, OKC, like maybe you'll get Sabonis back for that one. I'm expecting, even regardless of how the matchups work out, I feel like I'm taking worst-case scenario in this situation. He's out 2 weeks. He missed 2 weeks. In that two-week time frame, you might be able to make it through, because that's that group of teams that you're playing, they don't really present that crazy of a disadvantage at the center position with Domas out. And that's also like selling JV a little short. Like he's some type of scrub. Like you mentioned it a number of different times. He's been a starter in this league for playoff teams.
Most of his years in the league have been as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Will Z tweeted and wrote for SI, because he's a national media writer now. Since the start of the 2022-2023 season, Domantas Sabonis has played 217 of 223 regular season games, 7,638 of 10,804 possible minutes.
Wow.
That's 70% of the minutes played. Life without Domantas Sabonis for the Sacramento Kings is very much an unknown. However, this, I think we can all agree, is the first time since Sabonis has been in Sacramento that they have a starter-quality backup to help.
Yeah.
Obviously, the addition of Jonas Valanciunas was twofold. One, to potentially find a way that Domas could play with another big man, which we started to see a little bit. We don't see it like in heavy doses, but we have seen it. And then to have a high quality five when Domas is off the floor.
Right.
This is always the worst case what if scenario, but this is why you make that move. You have a guy who can step in and be a starter quality five. And, you know, we saw it against Houston. That Houston win was really impressive. I'll put it up there with the Boston win this year. And that Minnesota win after the De'Aaron Fox trade was one of my favorites. I'd put this one right up there with those two. And Jonas Valanciunas was a big reason for that. I think Trey Lyles' role is going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who's kind of been, I don't want to say he's been forgotten.
He didn't even play against Utah.
Maybe that, I don't even think I realized that.
Yeah.
Forgot
about him. Forgotten.
Then I guess Trey Lyles has in fact been forgotten. It's just perfectly executed by my partner right there. But he's not forgotten now, because he played against Houston, and he's going to have to play some more, because I assume he's going to step into the backup five role.
Yep.
And that's just kind of where we're going to be at for the next four or five, maybe six, seven games.
And depth purposes, Scott LeBissiere is back with the Kings. 10-day contract, I believe it was, he signed. So, like I said, I think that's the rotation. Like you just mentioned, JV, Lyles, and then if you're really in a crunch or certain situations, then Scal. But yeah, to your original point, I think he's going to be the backup point guard. Talking about Trey Lyles to Valanciunas. So, and even this, so that goes into like kind of what we broke down a little bit with these teams that you're facing. You can get away with Trey Lyles as a as a five against, you know, the Warriors or the Knicks and what they do, although Mitchell Robinson may be back at that point, but he's still not an offensive threat. But you can get away with whoever San Antonio puts there, Zach Collins or somebody.
Didn't Mitchell Robinson return Friday?
Did he return on Friday?
Wrong?
He might have. Yeah. I know he was close to returning. Last week I saw he was close to returning.
Let me double check so I'm not saying stupid things out loud like I just did. But I know in they posted an alert that
sounds right.
Yeah, though. He did. He played 12 minutes on Friday.
Gotcha.
That was a productive 12 minutes on Friday. That was his first game back.
Yeah, got you. So, you know, you got to deal with that guy, you know, on the boards and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they're not running offense through Mitchell Robinson and looking for him to put up 20. So Trey Lyles can probably get away with matching up against him if he has to, because it's starter to bench at that point. So I like seeing Trey Lyles back out there. I like what I saw from him on Saturday, and he gets this opportunity now, and hopefully he can take advantage of it.
Also, Scalabi Sierra is back because they just can't quit that man. They brought Scal in on a 10-day contract, perhaps just in case you have minutes to fill and you need a big body out there. And I guess when all else fails, turn to Scal LaBissiere. That man is, at this point, damn near a king for life. Be it Stockton or Sacramento, that man finds a way back onto this roster. But it's another body in case you need something, or in case the Trey Lyles at that position doesn't go well, in case you have to use Trey at the four. Because another component to this is not only is Domas out, but Valanciunas was playing. Like, he was playing both for Domas and with Domas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe they feel like, hey, let's just have this in case of emergency break glass situation with Scal here, and we'll just plan to run everything with Domas and Trey and kind of see how that goes. But Valanciunas was terrific on Saturday. But so was Western Conference Player of the Week, Zach LaVine. So was Domantas Sabonis. And now you've kind of fallen into that, you know, that dangerous realm of, okay, guys, no one can really be off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Keegan, we need you to, you know, Keegan wasn't great, but Keegan was certainly good the other night. Need everyone to be on point.
Yeah.
Talk about running through the stat sheet. Everybody kind of be at that spot right there.
You know who has I've got a close eye on, and I kind of like what he's becoming, is Malik Monk. We know Malik Monk is being this super, you know, microwave type score, air fryer type score.
Very good. Way to tie this all back together. Because I very much just got a text. Are you talking about air fryers on the show? No. Yeah.
But you look at some of his latest games, and I don't have the averages in front of me, but, you know, we're just looking at the point totals against New Orleans. He had seven, or we'll go back to Dallas. Excuse me, New Orleans, the first one, 13, 17, 17, 24, 13, 13, 13, 16, the last game. The point totals are down as he tries to run this offense the way he has. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's gotten a better grasp of what to do in the offense. He had five turnovers the other day. That's the number that, you know, he's probably going to be upset with.
Right.
But I thought in the fourth quarter he did a really good job of towing the line between being aggressive offensively and looking for others.
What probably kills him too is the Kings didn't have a ton of turnovers in that game. Mm-hmm. They were pretty careful with the ball. Him and LaVine, I think, combined for 9 of the 13.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those are the numbers that'll drive Malik crazy.
Yeah, and he's gonna have moments like that as he, like I said, learns to play that role. But we've seen his points per game go down. But I feel like I like his development in that spot. He understands, and you even look at the field goal attempts, 11, 14, 12, 13, live around there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he understands, like, I can't be, some nights I can't be 18, 19, 20 field goal attempts. I'm going to have to work that around a little bit and get others involved, but still find opportunities for my own shot. So he's figuring out on the fly. I think he's doing a good job. I think he's getting better at it with each game. But I've got my eye on his progression as a floor general out here. And if he can kind of figure that out quickly, I think that's going to be beneficial as well for what the Kings are trying to do, trying to get to this playoff, get in the playoffs.
Just when the Sacramento Kings start to answer some questions, some more pop up. And now it's life without Domantas Sabonis, something that, again, doesn't happen very often. I'm actually trying to think, and I read Will's tweet, didn't have the opportunity to read his article. I don't know how many times over the last handful of years that Domas has, he certainly missed a game. He was sick once earlier this year. But I don't know how many times Domas has missed like two or three games in a row. Mm-hmm. He certainly has missed one here and there, but I can't remember a time where he's missed two or three, or certainly four, five, or six in a row. And so the Kings are very much entering, kind of, as Will laid out in that tweet, in his article, kind of uncharted waters here. Mm-hmm. And we think about the flow of the offense. This is where Malik, LaVine, and DeMar come into play so much, as so much of that offense runs through Domas, even to the point where even to the point where we're like, hey, Domas, why don't you do something? Do something, like be an offensive guy. And he always defers, always looks for a different play, always looks for his guys, always looks to get his guys involved. And now you've kind of eliminated that. Yeah. And your playmakers can go be playmakers.
Yeah, and it's probably a little bit more conventional style of play that they're used to a little bit. And that may be beneficial for them as well. And a little bit more familiar for those guys as well.
Sounds weird, but maybe Markel Fultz plays a bigger role here.
In this scenario. He had some good moments on Saturday.
He did. Yeah. Still didn't play a ton, though, I don't think, on Saturday, no?
No, he...
No, he played like 4 minutes. But I wonder in terms of, maybe our offense has gotten a little stagnant. We need to distribute out there. We need an actual point guard out there. Maybe that's even something where his role increases a little bit.
You know, that's crazy. I didn't even realize he only played 4 minutes. And it must have been just that...
He was good.
The first quarter, I think he played. He got an and one, got a jump shot. And that might have been it for the game. I don't think he saw second half minutes if he only played 4 minutes.
Markel played 3 minutes and 59 seconds in the second half. Or, excuse me, in the second quarter, sorry.
Yeah, that was so it. He didn't even play in the second half.
Mm-mm. Left an impact on Kenny, though.
He did. I was like, I see Markel. Yeah.
Also, he played well on Saturday. I'm going to need Jake LaRavia to just get hot.
Wow.
I need that Jake LaRavia from, like, the first 30 seconds of his Kings career back.
Jake, you know what, though? He does, and I know you've seen it too, he does a good job of making his presence felt defensively.
I agree, yeah.
And he had that moment on Monday against Charlotte, which in a 42-point game, it's tough to be like, that changed everything. But he kind of spearheaded, along with Zach LaVine on offense, he spearheaded kind of the shift in how that game was going in that third and fourth quarter. And then I thought he competed, and he was, you know, getting after it against everybody on Houston. Is he a perfect defender? Is he, you know, great super lockdown? No, I'm not saying that, but he competes. He competes on the defensive end at a high level, and he rebounds well. He's got good instincts for the basketball on the defensive end, which allows him to get some steals and get in passing lanes and things like that. And while I want the same thing, I want him to look get hot on the offensive end as well. He's been able to mitigate that with, you know, being pretty effective on defense.
Well, I think that's why he continues to be out there. He hasn't really been hot since the first game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hit like shots here and there in his time with the Kings, but certainly nothing like those first couple of minutes.
Right.
But he continues to get minutes, and that's why. He's not a lost cause out there. He's not a black hole, or to steal a line from the old Harrison Barnes days, he's not invisible. And Doug's not going to play a guy who's invisible.
Right.
So the Kings have a lot, you know, there's a lot of different ways to approach this. We talked about potential more minutes for Markel Fultz. Obviously, you got Keon Ellis there, who played 27 minutes, who now will, you know, definitively be the guy off the bench. Is it kind of been him and Valanciunas over here over these last week. It's going to be Keon riding with that second unit here, and hopefully Trey Lyles or someone else takes a step up. I don't know. Jake Crowder's still on the roster. If you need another big body, he's still there.
Where did I see Jay? Oh, I saw him. I saw him dapping up 50 Cent. I was like, oh, look at Jay and 50.
I love that the Kings, I think it was the Kings, posted the clip of 50 dapping everybody up. And, like, he daps up Keegan and stops and, like, talks to Keegan.
He absolutely thought his name was Alex.
He 1,000% thought his name was Alex. And the confusion on everyone's face when he said, I like Alex, was iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Yeah, man.
Shout out 50, who wants to fight Jim Jones, I think.
He wants to fight everybody.
Well, Jim Jones, I think, wants to fight everybody, too.
Yeah, he does.
But
he's a hothead.
50 will never turn away from a fight.
Nah, he's a hothead. Raising Canaan back on Friday. Ooh.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Lego.
All is right with the world. All is right with the world when that happens. So big game against Dallas tonight. Dallas will present some interesting challenges because they have a, you know, you mentioned they the Kings may be facing teams without, you know, that traditional big man center. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have Jokic coming up on Wednesday, but we'll kind of see how things develop with him. And if not, we'll just throw Jonas Valanciunas at him and see how it goes. But, you know, the Mavericks have, you know, athletic guys that can play at those four and five positions, or particularly the four position. And then they got Kyrie, who, with Domas missing, that's probably not a big deal. If your last line of defense at the rim is Jonas Valanciunas, that might not be the worst thing. Though there's not a lot of defense for Kyrie Irving when he's going to the basket. So maybe just kind of hope.
You gotta, but it does feel like, I don't want to do this because, you know, Sabonis, he's one of the best players on the team, if not the best player on the team. But do you think there's a possibility that your interior defense does get better with Valanciunas out there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, certainly possible. Yeah. I don't know. Is Valanciunas a shot blocker?
He's not a shot, but he's a bigger body.
He definitely is that. He's a disruptor.
You know what I mean? And he's a guy that it just feels like if he goes vertical or he's standing in the way between you and the basket, it just seems like a little bit of a taller task for somebody trying to finish around the rim than what you get with Sabonis a lot of the times. But, you know, that's something I want to see more of to have a little bit more of a definitive feel about. But I thought.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah,
we're going to find out quite a bit over the next week.
Yeah.
Because he'll be the guy. And then tonight's just going to be so brutal because said it last week, man. I think if Kyrie's not the most underrated player in the league, he's the most underappreciated player in the league. And that man going to the basket is so problematic for Keon, for Valanciunas, for DeMar, for everyone on the floor. 916-909-1320. Check in with Orlando. Our man's birthday's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Kamara, what's up, baby?
Look at that. Yes, you remembered. I'm touched.
Of course I do. What you talking about?
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. I realize I haven't spoken to y'all in a while, man.
So. I was just about to say, it's been a minute since. I thought you were mad at us or something.
My man was making lemonade with the whole lemons. Like he put
that's
the whole...
That's
fancy. Oh, limes. Yeah, that's right. It was limes. Sorry. He put the whole limes in the blender, blended it, and then, like, strained it.
That
I'm like,
fancy.
All right, that is definitely rich people stuff.
So it's just your lemonade. So what you use is coconut milk.
I'm out
and
already.
And then lime, and then cane sugar or brown sugar, either. And then, it's pretty simple.
Just some island back. Stuff? Like, what is this?
No, it's Egyptian lemonade.
Okay.
It's Egyptian lemonade. And then you can add some mint into it.
This is how the Egyptians make it? I was intrigued. When I saw the limes in the blender, I'm like, this man did not squeeze lemons. He threw the whole lime in there. I'm like, all right, I watched the whole, I'm like, I'm in on this.
Yeah. If you pour some little vodka in there, it's a nice little refreshing drink if you want to.
I'm going to try it.
Can I make it without coconut?
I mean, you could put some water. You could use water, but I mean, it's you know, coconut milk or almond milk. I mean, it's just whatever. You can put water. I think it tastes better with some coconut or some added dairy. I don't do milk.
I'm in on this. I'm gonna try this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. You know, I know you're vegan, but I did a turkey rigatoni yesterday too. But
fancy again.
How expensive is your air fryer? Let's really get to that.
I don't do the air fryer. I actually cook, man.
Don't get hot at me. Like, hey, well,
people that cook use an air fryer too.
I don't know anything about that. I'm West Indian, old school, man. I you know, get the pot and the dice of it. Listen, I don't do any of that, man.
Right.
You know,
you didn't call for any of this, so sorry to steal all your time.
I was calling really to catch up with you guys. You know, okay. It's just been busy because I don't have. It's a busy time for me, so. You know, and I'm going to be in and out of town for the next few weeks. So I just wanted to catch up. And I realized I haven't spoken to y'all in a while.
Are you going on a... You know, you can call me when we're not on the show, too. Like, you,
yeah, just, group text stopped and everything. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Man, just don't love us no more.
No. It's a bad time for me. Okay. I was kind of mad in February because it's just tax season was coming up. So that was kind of a...
No. Yeah. We all mad in February. Kamara, we appreciate you, man. As always, Kamara, birthday coming up next week, man. We'll celebrate our dog right there and his twin brother, Atiba. We'll come back. James Hamm at the top of the hour. We'll get James' advice on air fryers. We'll get ready for the Sacramento Kings and the Dallas Mavericks. You've got a couple of shout outs to give.
Yeah, man.
And I think we need to admit something. Actually happened. We'll talk about it.
Oh, boy.
Cena's heel turn.
Oh.
Right here on 102. Nope, it's not 102.5.
Oh.
Nope. I looked over and saw Prize Picks and thought it was 102.5. It's not. ESPN 1320. James Hamm going to join us here at the top of the hour. You got a couple shout-outs to give, though, before we get back to the Kings.
Yeah, before I get to the shout-outs, though, I do want to give a shout-out to my people over at Prize Picks because I got my lineup. Beam Money is ready to go. I'm going to put it on socials in just a little bit, but, you know, it's ready to win some money, and it needs to because down to single digits in this promotion.
Well.
Down to single digits. Well. But I think this might be the one, man. They got Zach LaVine, 23.5 points. Excuse me, NBA Western Conference Player of the Week.
There it is.
They got him at 23.5 points. I'm going more on that one. My boy, JV Valanciunas, nasty boy.
Mm-hmm. That's your thing. That is not a show-related title. That is your thing.
They got him at 14.5 points. I'm going more on that. Kyrie Irving is at 24.5 points. I'm going more because Kyrie terrifies me. So I'll go more. Keegan Murray, he's got the demon. 2.5 three-pointers made. I went more.
The demon on 2.5?
Yeah. I went more on that.
Let me get in on this.
Absolutely. And then we've got the goblin. Malik Monk, 4.5 assists. I went more on that as well. So I went more on everything, actually, now that I look at it. So if you're trying to get in on that Beam money, go ahead, download the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM. You'll get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly, no matter whether you win or lose. Just put in that promo code and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineups. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run the game.
Mm-hmm. Don't get your stuff off.
Real quick, I do have two.
Man, 2.5. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the demon. Yeah, too. Give me that. Like,
that's on demon time.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
Yeah. I got to give two quick shout outs. High school playoffs were going down at the Golden One Center on Thursday and Friday night. And the first one, big shout out to my girls over at McClatchy. CKM wins that Division One section championship. They beat Folsom in a championship game. They're going to the state playoffs. They kind of got screwed on the seedings. They're the fifth seed. I don't even think they're getting a home game. That's tough. But my girls did it. Handle business. Big ups. Lions territory. Everywhere we go, baby. Shout out to my girls who are doing that. And then I also want to give a big shout out to my man Jermaine Brown over at Christian Brothers. They won the Division III championship for the sections. Jermaine wasn't able to coach. He's turned this program around, done a fantastic job. Wasn't able to coach in the championship game because of a health scare. He's already dealt with, I think it's three strokes before my age. We played basketball. He was at Burbank. You know, we played against each other, you know, the same age. Then he's dealt with health issues in the last couple of years. And he had done such a wonderful job turning his program around to the point where they were playing for a section championship. And I think it was the night before he had a health scare, wasn't able to coach in that championship game. They won that game. They won the championship. They're on to the state championships, the state playoffs as well. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to coach in the states, but that team rallied around that moment with their leader not being able to be there, man. And I thought it was a great story. Praying for his health, make sure he's good. And everything he's done over there at Christian Brothers has been fantastic, man. So salute to him. Salute to the McClatchy Lions. And, state championships start tomorrow. Oh.
Yeah, they right back at it. It's like, oh, congratulations. Yep.
Right
back at it.
It's time to go. It's time to go. Also want to give a big shout out to the Nest. I was there for the last men's game.
Indeed.
The last basketball game in general is tonight as the women's play on their senior night. But I was there. I saw our guy Andy, man. He showed love. Took care of the whole family. I saw Mark Orr. I saw Dr. Luke Wood. Saw my man Gus Armstead. The Stars were out. Saw Drew, the local guy, was out there,
man. The Stars was really out.
Yeah, man. So the Stars were out. That was a good time Saturday afternoon at the Nest. And you know, they'll be moving over to the Well. I can't wait to be at those games, man. And I was talking to my man Mark Orr. And shout out to my man Mark Orr, man. That's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah, you're cooking, man. He cooking. Shout out to my boy Mark Orr, man. But, yeah, it was good to be out at the Nest on Saturday as well. Wish they would have got the win. But, we'll miss the Nest. No, we don't. We're ready for the Well.
Yeah, we ready. We ready. We ready for football season, too.
Yeah.
Coach Marion keep posting them workout videos. Like, all right, man, let's go.
Come on.
Ready for this.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Don't do that. Don't put quotation marks up and don't say it in that tone.
Kyle sent me a podcast on Friday that Pablo Torre did, where they did a full-on investigation into Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. And I've walked away with a few things regarding this. One, it happened.
Wow.
Damn, they got to you too.
Yeah, I was expecting something different.
The 100-point game happened. I think there's enough evidence.
Well, what evidence?
To support that it happened. There's more. I think there's more audio broadcast of this.
Okay.
Than that one little clip that they always air, like of Bill Campbell at the very end. I think this theory was popularized because one of the New York Knicks was super bitter about it and was talking about, that was a farce. And they have him like on the podcast talking about this. The other thing is, I gave Devin Booker a really hard time for that 70-point game that he had in the loss and the stupid piece of paper and the fouling and all of that. There seemed to be some evidence that that went on in this Knicks-Warriors game.
Yeah.
Where there was fouling to get Will extra possessions, and it was not.
The Knicks were
the final score was 169-147.
Mm-hmm. Knicks won or Warriors won?
The Warriors won.
Okay, so they were ahead.
Yeah,
and started fouling.
Yeah, yeah, and what was the other? Oh, he had, and I didn't know this before, he had three shots at the 100-point basket. He missed it. One of the other guys, the other biggest guy on the team, got the rebound, gave it right back to Wilt.
Bro, he Brett Favre the sack record or whatever.
Rebound, gave it right back to
all right. That. But let's just say this happened in 2025. And Jonas Valanciunas had an opportunity at 100, and Scal got an offensive rebound, and instead of putting it, giving the ball to Valanciunas, he put it up and trotted back. We'd eviscerate him. Give the ball to Valanciunas. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, we killed the Suns for doing what they did with Booker, and like that wasn't 100, but that's, they were fouled to get though. Him points and all that. Like,
they lost.
Yeah, well, they were still trying to get him points and all that. They were like artificially running that score up.
I wonder when they if so, and that was also 70 though. That was also 70. If the Warriors were up 20 and with 2.5 minutes left and Wilt had 90, yeah, try to get him.
Well, you do feed him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get him the goddamn ball. Let him get 100. And foul, yes. Foul so we can get some more opportunities.
See, I'm against that. You can't foul to get more possessions.
Nobody, but look. 40, 50 years later, nobody remember that.
So here's the
D'Lo and Casey.
Well, no one even knows what happened. We talking about nobody remembers it. Nobody even knows what happened. I didn't even know that happened until 3 days ago.
No one remembers.
Yeah, nobody in 1962.
We do. We're telling this right now.
Here's the other thing. Book, Will, whatever. That wasn't 81. That is not what 81 was. 81 now looks completely different to me. That man went out there and scored baskets. 70 of those were scored because his team needed to win. The last maybe 10, maybe not even 10 or 11, might have been less than
10,
that.
Nah, 10 to 15. Because they
10 to 15?
They were down 20, and I think to get to 60, he brought them back. And then I think they won that game by like 20.
Yeah, I think they wound up winning by 10. I could look it up. They wound up winning comfortably.
No, we're not going to look at it. We're doing this like Wilt. They won by 20.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
No, but they completely flipped that game. I mean, but
no, they did. They definitely did. Though, he went, completely flipped that game.
Yeah,
there was absolutely no fouling to get Kobe extra possessions.
I've often said, let's make the 81 the official D'Lo and KC record.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. We're not going to do that to Wilt.
I think the 100 happened. The 100 actually happened.
It happened, but it was not. I don't. It's not fraudulent because it did happen. But there was some PEDs.
So what's frustrating about the 100 now? And I don't know if you caught this. Did you see the footage of Wilt pulling up on Bill Russell that came out over the weekend?
Got that?
No.
You saw that?
Yep, got that. But no 100.
I mean, just it looks better than 2005 NBA footage. Wilt was about to beat Bill Russell's ass for whatever reason. But the footage looks immaculate. You're going to see it. And for real, it looks better than when we looked up Shaq with Miami. And how we have this video, but not the 100-point game.
That crazy. Shaq in Miami video was crazy.
It is ridiculous. It looks so much better than Shaq in Miami. That's a big takeaway from this whole thing.
You said it was Wilt and Russell?
Yeah. We were tagged over the weekend, but let me see.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Look at this. HD.
Stop it.
HD.
Like, where did this even come from?
The only thing that I thought about, and I don't know, is maybe it's AI generated. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't read up on it. But if this is real, how is this better quality than what we had 15 years ago? Like I said, it could be, you know, they can do anything with internet nowadays. But it looks real. I'm sold.
Okay. I really wish you would have told me that you think this is AI before.
No, I don't think it's AI. I think it's real, but I'm just saying anything could happen.
I mean, some of these, like, videos and stuff, they'll clean them up and all that, too. Like, yeah. They could just be that.
Footage recently surfaced NBA nearly coming to blows. It is unknown what year the video is from, but it was posted on Facebook page of Open Court. There's nothing that indicates this is AI-generated. The clip captures how emotions were so high during these rivalry games. But fans used it to question the validity of Chamberlain's 100-point game. They got footage of everything but them 100 points.
I think it's real. If it's fake, then I got fooled. But I think it's real.
Well, this is an article. There's nothing that indicates that the video is not real.
Yeah, you just never know nowadays.
No, man. You don't.
You never know. But that's crazy. That definitely looks so much better than Shaq in Miami. That's crazy.
They said it was in the game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Bill probably says something crazy.
Nothing that says that this isn't real.
Bill is obviously one of the legends, but I can imagine him being a good little trash talker.
Will or Bill?
Bill. Oh. I can imagine Bill being a good little trash talker. You'd understand.
I don't think Wilt was anything but a trash talker. Oh man, oh my God, these white boys in Boston was fighting. These dudes was throwing punches. Yo. Wow. Yo, this is crazy. I just saw the Chamberlain Russell part. Now I'm seeing the whole video.
I don't think I've seen the whole video.
These dudes is throwing hands.
What were they fighting for?
Who knows? I was going to make a joke, but James is here, so I won't make it. Now, here it is. Let me see if I can get my whole screen to open up. Hold on. Look at they throwing hands.
Oh.
It's a bunch of Greg Oster tags out there.
Hey.
Look at that. Hey. That's crazy.
That is iconic. Well, how have we never seen that before?
Look at the crowd. They're all in suits.
That's how I'm going to go to the next Kings game.
You going to go to the next Kings game? You going to go to the San Antonio Spurs game in a suit?
Ready to fight.
Back. I'm bringing it back.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.